Welcome to the Application Acceleration Challenge Discussions. I'm Robin Leyland, your host, and today I have with me Mark Urban of Blue Coat Systems. He's a Senior Director of Product Marketing for Application Delivery and a longtime participant in this industry with a lot of knowledge, as I've worked with him many times in the past. And today we're going to discuss on what the most important technologies for acceleration and optimization is. What do you need to know about acceleration technology when you talk to vendors about the solutions? So I'm hoping after discussion you'll have a better understanding of some of the key technologies involved and are a lot better informed when you deal with vendors on this topic. The first one, and probably the most important because it's on the top of all acceleration's ability, is dictionary compression. This is the ability to reduce the amount of data by anywhere from 3 times to 20 times, taking a large file and squeezing it down to almost nothing. Another name you hear it by is byte caching. I mean, we in the industry like to have several names for everything. So, Mark, how important is it, and tell me a little bit about it.
Sure. Thanks. Byte caching or dictionary compression, as you mentioned, multiple names, it's really useful for, you know, big chunks of data. So if you've got files moving between a branch office and a data center, what it's basically doing is saying, okay, we're sending this once. We're going to, instead of sending that whole big 10 megabytes of PowerPoint over the line the second time, what we're going to do is just send a little reference token. So it's a little bit of data that represents that big 10 megabyte file so that you send it. It goes into the cache index. You move this little this pointer or this index across the wide area network. And on the other side, instead of having to send the whole 10 megabyte file, you sent that little token. And on the other side, it basically references that big document and pulls it out of the byte cache or the dictionary. So it's something that the bigger the file and the more repetitive the sending of that file, you'll get a lot of benefit from byte caching or dictionary compression.
Okay, sounds like it's a great thing, and I happen to believe it's one of the best techniques out there. But is it the answer for all applications? Does it equally apply to web, file, attachment, and voice traffic, or is there some limitations?
Well, you know, it's like it's the bigger the document or the bigger the chunk of data and the more repetitive the sending, the more benefit you get out of byte caching. So it's absolutely irreplaceable things for like centralized file access, for optimizing email with attachments that are going to multiple people. Basically can save tremendous amounts of bandwidth for things like files and email and big bulk data applications. Now it is generally applicable to other applications like web applications, as well, but if you think about it, the smaller the data set and the less repetitive or the less repeated transfers, you kind of degrade the benefit from dictionary compression or byte caching. So it's especially good for files, email, data backups, things like that. When it comes to things like web and SSL, maybe not so big, not so great, but still can get some benefits. But when you get down to things like voice or thin client technologies, really doesn't apply very well at all.
Oh, wait a second. I have a problem now. You said maybe not as good for SSL traffic, encrypted traffic. But as you know, SSL is getting popular. It's hard to be against encrypting traffic because you can always safer to encrypt and not encrypt. I mean, with everybody using web browsers and all the applications moving to the web or web interface, SSL is getting easy to do. So tell me, we can do something for SSL traffic. I mean, you hear a lot of people talk about they can do something for it. So what does Blue Coat to deal with this SSL problem so we can still get the benefit?
Yeah, SSL is the basis of delivery of more and more applications, and that's where, you know, Blue Coat really shines. Our history is in web-based application optimization, you know, born and raised in that sort of market. And if you look at SSL, it's tricky because it uses encryption technologies in order to make sure that the data is protected as it moves from point to point. Now, the challenge you have is how do you decrypt that safely? What optimization technologies can you apply, and how do you re-encrypt that? Because as we all know, security is a touchy subject within the enterprise. So you have to be able to manage things like certificates very carefully. So you can optimize SSL, absolutely, but it requires you to understand how to manage certificates properly, and it really takes a number of technologies that are a little bit different than byte caching, because there's a lot of object-level data in web and SSL types of applications that, you know, you need to be able to be very smart about in order to get performance gains. And what I'd kind of offer is take an example of an external application, like an externally hosted SAP, and ask the vendor, okay, how can a branch user optimize and accelerate that SAP hosted across the internet directly from the branch office? Because that's where you get into, you can flesh out some of these issues with how do you handle certificates, how do you manage HTTP and SSL optimizations, and if you can do it for the outside world with just one box at the branch, then you're probably in a good position to also do that when you get to a deployment between a branch office and your own data center, or a symmetric deployment. So SSL is tricky, requires good management of certificates, and it needs a lot of intelligence at that application level. And the good clarifying question is, okay, how do you optimize the software as a service types of application like SAP or Salesforce?
Okay, but before we move on, because I want to get back to this software as a service question, Bluecoat does have the ability to accelerate the SSL traffic, able to de-encrypt it, safely re-encrypt it, and perform the acceleration. Is that correct?
Absolutely.
And okay.
And the real trick is, so we can do it both if you have it between your own data center and the branch office, so SSL within the four walls of the enterprise. And often a lot of vendors require you to have a symmetric deployment. In other words, a box in your data center and a box at the branch office. The problem with that is as you move to the outside world, and Bluecoat does that fantastically, the bigger challenge that you have is what about how can I go from that branch office to Salesforce.com? Or how can I go from that branch office to an externally hosted SAP application? And that's a much trickier type of deployment. It requires you to deal with an asymmetric view. In other words, I can put a box in my branch office, but I can't put a box on Salesforce.com's on network just because they have thousands of customers. They don't want thousands of boxes. So if you can, from that single point in the branch, provide asymmetric acceleration, meaning just one box in the branch, and Bluecoat is really has a unique ability to do this because we are a web proxy cache that can employ both object caching as well as HTTP pipelining and some fancy cache management technologies so that we can reduce bandwidth and increase response times, whether it's for software as a service or whether it's for your internal SSL applications as well.
Okay, let's stick on that issue, and let me help make sure I understand what you're saying or clarify it for the listener. Most of the time when we talk about application acceleration, WAN optimization, we're talking about you have a box up at the data center or at the WAN head and another one at the branch office, and the two work together to provide most of the benefits. And you surely do that. That's what we talked about a few minutes ago. But you're saying that it's also important to ask the vendor, how do they handle the situation where they're going to somebody across the internet like Salesforce.com? And you can only have a box at, say, your branch office, and you can't have one at their location. That it's important that for the acceleration vendors to be able to do something for in that situation. I mean, what should, you mentioned all the caching, but what should the customer ask to make sure that they can do both of them, or how should they phrase it so they know they got a solution that works both over inside the network and over the internet?
I'd ask the question of, from the branch office, can you accelerate a hosted SAP or a hosted SharePoint or Salesforce.com directly from the branch office across the internet to that mission critical application vendor? And it's important to ask it kind of that way, because otherwise people will try to backhaul across the wide area network and through the data center and all these other things. So even if you're not using software as a service today, it's important because if you can do that properly, it's going to be much easier to actually accelerate your internal HTTP and SSL applications as well, because that's a tricky subject. That's the way I'd ask the question.
Okay. So it's just important to make sure that you ask about both internal as well as internet traffic. Fair enough. Okay, let's move on to, listen, we talked about traffic to the data center, which is, of course, business. We talked about Salesforce.com and software as a service. I mean, that's obviously business traffic. What about non-business activity? I mean, I know no one will waste any time at work, really, but let's be truthful. We know a lot of people do recreational activities, shopping, music, all sorts of things. What should we do about it, or what can be done about it?
Well, yeah, it's a huge issue, Robin, and that's one of the challenges. It's not only it's shopping, it's iTunes, it's watching YouTube videos. You know, a couple of months ago was the U.S. presidential elections. You know, in another couple of weeks, it's going to be March Madness. There are so many fun things to do, and I do it at work too. And you know, most companies allow people to do that, you know, to access those things at work. That the big challenge comes in is that you'd be surprised to learn that it can consume between, you know, 40, 50, 60% of WAN bandwidth. Because today, most people take that internet traffic, they have one or a couple internet access points at their big data centers with their big firewall, and that recreational traffic actually moves across the private wide area network over to the branch office. So it's not surprising when you see that it can be 40, 50, 60% of that WAN bandwidth to those branch offices. And, you know, what the big problem is that pushes out all the other business traffic, and frankly, it's probably one of the biggest problems out there, and it's really a silent killer because you can't necessarily find it. But what you know is, even though you might have optimization technologies, hey, my SAP, my Oracle, my voice, this stuff isn't working properly. So it's a big problem, and Bluecoat is very unique with our packet shaper technology to find it and be able to contain it. Or if you want to enable your branch office to go directly to the internet, we provide the capabilities to do that as well.
So when you say find it and contain it, could you just explain a little bit about what you mean by find it and contain it?
Yeah, sure. You know, things like peer-to-peer applications, Google, YouTube, you know, everything shares port 80. You know, if you look at networking technologies, port 80 and port 443 are web and SSL sort of well-known ports. And so every single, almost every application uses those known ports. You know, it's the basis of SAP, of Oracle, of most of your intranet, but it's also the type of ports that are being used by YouTube, iTunes, any sort of March Madness streaming media. So to find recreational traffic and differentiate SAP from YouTube is very difficult with most networking tools today because they only understand that IP address and port number. So you need to have some smarter technologies to actually identify, hey, this is my SAP traffic, and that's business critical. Hey, this is YouTube, or this is March Madness traffic, and that's not. So you have to find it with some smarter tools, and then you have to contain it with some quality of service that really drives off that smarter intelligence that allows you to see the applications. So it's all about being able to see things at the application level and apply optimizations at the application level. And, you know, that's a very tough proposition to do because these applications and protocols can be very evasive. So find it with smart tools and contain it with very intelligent QoS.
Okay. Well, it's been an interesting discussion, and I thank you for your time, Mark.
Thanks very much, Robin.
And you can find out more about Bluecoat Solution and Application Acceleration on the Challenge page, where you find fairly good resources. And again, I thank you for listening to the Application Acceleration Challenges discussions.